Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Right, our first pick for the day is what's intended to be the first in a series of live music events at the Norval Foundation. And if you haven't yet discovered the Norval Foundation, what you need to know is that it's a new arts and cultural centre on Steenberg Estate. Obviously, space for art exhibitions. There is also a sculpture garden, a research library. There's a restaurant, a children's playground, and then, of course, a range of purpose-built galleries to showcase South African art and, I think, roving international exhibitions as well. And they are planning to run a series of regular concerts going forward. They're kicking off this weekend with one of the city's musical prodigies, pianist and composer Kyle Shepherd. He's played Carnegie Hall. He's been named the Standard Bank Artist of the Year. He's won the UNISA National Piano Competition. He's also won acclaim for his composition, including the score of the recent movie Nomme Scully. And he's going to be tickling the ivories at the Norval tomorrow night. It's a great pleasure to have him on the line with us now. Kyle Shepherd, welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi there. Thank you.
Kyle, really excited to hear about this new concert program. Tell us what's on the menu for tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night we're kicking off our series of concerts, and I will be playing a solo piano recital. Consequently, I'm actually also the curator of this concert series, so okay. I've been charged with playing the opening concert, so to speak. But we have, tomorrow will be the first of really a string of wonderful concerts. Already we have some musicians from Switzerland confirmed for late in the year. We have some musicians from New York City confirmed. And you know, we're filling in our calendar as the weeks go by. So it's a very exciting project for myself. And we want to create a sort of atmosphere where we have these concerts with really top quality musicians within our Gallery 8, which is our main sculpture gallery at the Norval Foundation.
Okay.
So people will actually be sitting in and among these wonderful sculpture exhibitions and get to experience a concert in that environment.
It sounds amazing. Carl, I know many of our listeners won't yet have had a chance to go and explore the Norval Foundation. Mm. Won't you just tell them a little bit about that venue and what's so special about it?
Well, of course, as you said, it's the Arts and Cultural Center Foundation. And we have, at the moment, we have three galleries. I'm not part of the curatorial team for the artworks and so on, so I'm not sure exactly what's happening in each room, but there's wonderful exhibitions on in each of the foundation's galleries at the moment. We also have, as you said earlier, outdoor sculpture gallery and so on. So where I come in with the concert series, we're really looking to activate the spaces at the foundation and bring some music and bring some really quality acts to the foundation. Yeah, so as I said before, tomorrow we're kicking it off, and we're going through the teething process of staging this kind of thing for the first time at the foundation.
It sounds like an amazing space and a wonderful concert series. Kyle, the ticket price is 435 Rand, but before anyone has a heart attack, that includes dinner afterwards as well as the concert itself. Is that correct?
So the way we've priced it is we have a wonderful restaurant at the foundation, the Scotness restaurant, and the ticket for a three-course dinner and the concert is 435 Rand. In fact, we are full up on those tickets, so I must say to your listeners that we only have the 200 Rand concert-only tickets left.
Okay.
And the concert itself starts at 8:30. It's a one-hour concert. And people can buy a ticket, pre-book and pay for tickets on the NorvalFoundation.org website. Or you can buy tickets tomorrow at the door. We do have about 50 to 60 seats still available.
Kyle Shepherd, look forward to inviting you into studio for our music segment at a later date where we can have a proper conversation about your own musical career. For now, you'll get a taste of Kyle's massive talent tomorrow night, Saturday the 9th of June, the concert starting at 8:30. Okay, the dinner tickets already sold out, but there are still tickets available for the concert alone, 200 Rand ahead. And that website is Norval Foundation, and it's spelled NORVAL, NorvalFoundation.org. Very exciting to have a new space offering this kind of event in the city, and I can't wait to go and visit it for myself. If any of you have already been to explore the Norval Foundation, I'd love for you to drop us a quick voice note and tell us what you saw, what you thought, what the space includes, and whether you think it is a valuable contribution to the cultural space in Cape Town. Drop us a voice note to 072-567-1567. Well, from the stage, we head out to sea because it's the annual Tiger's Milk Winter Classic this weekend. A really landmark, that seems like the wrong word, a Seamark surfing event on the South African calendar, presented by Surfing South Africa in association with the World Surf League. And a field of very talented longboarders, shortboarders and stand-up paddlers competing for over 60,000 rand in prize money. It really is a substantial event and one that always delivers for the spectators. Robin de Kocker is on the GM of Surfing South Africa. Robin, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. Hi, everybody.
Tell us a little bit about the field for the event this week.
Well, it's a great field, and it's not only community surfers that are competing, and the contest is geared towards making sure that the locals that surf at Musenberg all day long, lucky chaps, but they're also giving a chance to compete in this event. And we've got surfers from New Zealand, surfer from Germany, surfer from Brazil competing, some of our top national surfers. They're all down in Cape Town getting ready for the Geordie Smith Cape Town Pro next weekend, so they're competing in the Tiger's Milk this weekend.
Fantastic. Now, it's the fourth time you've run the event. For those who've never been before, Robin, tell them what to expect from the day.
Well, we started off this morning. Surf's pretty good. It's a bit misty, but it's typical Musenberg. Musenberg is an ideal longboard wave, so we've got lots of longboarders competing. Longboarding is the traditional style of surfing that was started back in the 40s or the 30s. And if you go down to Musenberg, you'll see longboarders all over the place. We've got some of the most talented longboarders in South Africa competing. Again, community surfers, international surfers as well, world champions. And it's really, that's part of the focus of the event is the longboarding. Got shortboarders competing as well. And then there's lots of activity happening in and around Musenberg today because today is World Oceans Day.
Correct.
And World Oceans Day.
Correct.
And the Shark Spotters have got an ocean pledge going. So if people go down there, go down to the Shark Spotters hut and sign the pledge. Of course, plastic and plastic once, you know, people who use plastic once, like bottles and straws, we're trying to rid the sea and the oceans of plastic. So today is very special.
It is indeed, and we're going to be talking about plastic pollution in the seas just after 2 o'clock, so in 20 minutes from now. Robin, thanks for the reminder on that leg. There's no cost. You simply go down to Musenberg Beach to enjoy the vibe. There are lots of activities on the sidelines, including a sunset session with a DJ for the adults to enjoy. There's also an outreach initiative linked to this, Robin.
Yes, we always have an outreach initiative linked to the Tiger's Milk because, again, a lot of the surfers, Musenberg is a surfing. It really is well known all over the world as a surfing facility. And there are a lot of outreach programs that use surfing as an opportunity for kids to stay away from some of the other lifestyles that are far more damaging. So we try and get them down to the beach and surfing, and we've got 12 outreach programs, local outreach programs, competing and taking part in our outreach program on Sunday from 9 o'clock until about 1 o'clock. They surf in a tag team competition, which is a team element of some individual type competition. But the main thing is that I think they want to come to Tiger's Milk and get the free burger and Coke. And, you know, they all are invited up afterwards to come up there and get a medal, free burger and Coke, and then the winning teams get some prizes. And the whole morning is a lot of fun, but the idea is to get the kids out onto the beach, healthy lifestyle, and get them competing with each other in good spirit. And it really is a lot of fun. It's run by our development officer, Daniel Powers, who you've spoken to before, and then was Daniel Johnson until she got married in February. So
okay.
She runs it for us.
Thanks for connecting the dots for us. Robin de Kock, we wish you a very successful event this weekend, and we hope Cape Talkers will come down in their numbers to support the Tiger's Milk Winter Classic. It's running from today already through the whole weekend, so just go on down to Surfers Corner and be part of the fun. If you want more information, the best place to go is the Tiger's Milk Classic Facebook page, or you can visit surfingsouthafrica.co.za. Right, so next up, a chance for you to savour seasonally appropriate beer. What do I mean by that? Well, don't ask me. Let's ask the owner of A Touch of Madness and Observatory, which is hosting an autumn beer festival tomorrow. Olivia Andrews, great to have you with us again. Welcome back to Cape Talk.
Oh, hello, and hello to your listeners.
Tell me about this concept of seasonal beer. Why is it particularly at this time of year that this kind of beer is going to be served, that you're serving this weekend?
So as it gets colder and we head into winter, it's kind of the time where you want to be drinking heavier, darker, and stronger beers. And it's also the time when the hops are harvested. So the fresh hops can now go into the beer, whereas for the rest of the year, it's usually dried hops that are going in there. So we wanted to create a space where people can come and try all these kind of seasonal beers. We've got 12 different beers on tap. Most of them will be seasonal varieties. And they all brewed in Cape Town, in and around Cape Town. So it's a real kind of local festival, which is great.
Fantastic. So what do we need to know? You come down at noon on Saturday. You can stay the whole afternoon. Besides great beer to try, what else will the event entail?
So we'll have our full menu available, A Touch of Madness. So we have burgers, nachos, chicken wings. And then also to try and get people to sort of branch out and try new beers, we have a game called Beer Bingo. You get a bingo board with all the beers on it, and if you drink four in a row, then you can put your hand in the bingo hat and you might win a prize.
I hope the prize includes an Uber ride home, for the record, Olivia.
Yes. You can play in teams, so you can, between the four of you or six of you, you can play the game, so you're not all forced to drink too many beers.
That sounds a little more reasonable. Okay. Yes. All right, so it's from noon until 8 p.m. tomorrow at A Touch of Madness. For those who've never been before, you'll find it at 12 Nuttall Road in Observatory. There's no cover charge, Olivia, but you simply pay for the food and drink that you consume.
That's correct. There's no cover charge, and we'll have DJs from about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they'll be playing all the way till about 11 at night.
Olivia Andrews, owner of A Touch of Madness restaurant, hosting its autumn beer festival tomorrow, Saturday the 9th of June. There's some dance on the menu next, and it's street dance in particular. An event called Cape Town's Most Wanted is back at the Artscape Theatre, bringing together over 200 hip-hop dancers, choreographers, and dance crews. The event's, in fact, already underway and continues throughout today and I think into tomorrow as well. Cleo Notcutt on the line, organizer and director of Cape Town's Most Wanted. Great to chat to you. Am I right in thinking it's today and tomorrow still, Cleo?
Yes, tonight and two shows tomorrow.
Okay, tell us what the event entails.
The event is basically, it's a production where you see your best dance, street dance crews all on one stage. Where you normally see them in a competition, but it's one full night of entertainment with the top most wanted dance crews from all over Cape Town. Bringing together entertainment for Cape Town to see street dancers all on one stage and not actually competing against each other, but bringing together like a awesome production.
Cleo, where do you source the different crews from? 230 odd dancers, that's a big selection. That suggests to me that this subculture is pretty big in our city.
It's extremely, extremely big. It broadens from all over. We have people even coming in from Wellington. We have a lot of people from the northern suburbs, people from all over Ocean View side, Muizenberg side, Mitchell's Plain, Rondebosch, everywhere, all over Cape Town.
Okay, and as you said, it's not a competition, it's about a spirit of collaboration. Do they perform together? Have they had an opportunity to workshop routines together?
So what everyone actually does is, because it's the most wanted, it's by invite. So we invite all these different crews to come because we select them because of what we've seen. Maybe they've been competing, or sometimes they've maybe qualified to represent overseas, so they're kind of like the most wanted crew. So as they're selected, they bring their own piece. So everyone kind of reps their crew and what they do best, and they bring their own piece. Everyone creates their own lighting and has their own slot to rep their style and what they do. And basically that's them all coming together, placed after each other. Crews are normally competing against each other, but actually now just performing alongside each other to create the show.
Sounds amazing, Cleo. When is, you said there's a performance tonight and then two tomorrow. Can you give us the times of those, first of all, please?
Yes, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and then 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at Artscape.
Okay, how much are the tickets and where do we buy them?
They are 100 Rand and you can get them at Compi Tickets.
Okay, thank you so much, Cleo Notcutt, organizer and director of Cape Town's Most Wanted. So 7:30 this evening and then 2 p.m. and 7:30 tomorrow afternoon. Book on CompuTicket, or I suppose you can probably try the Artscape box office as well if there are still tickets left. There are concessions available, by the way, for pensioners, students and scholars.
Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
It's into the realm of fine food and wine that we head next. What a way to banish the winter chill and a rather foggy start to the weekend than by going through to the Helderberg to enjoy the Taste the Helderberg Showcase, which is on this afternoon into this evening at the Lord Charles, well, the NH Lord Charles Hotel, to give it its proper name, in Somerset West. It is a celebration of the Helderberg region and its produce from the farms and the vineyards. To tell us more, I have Elmarie Rabi on the line, Stellenbosch Wine Roots Manager. Great to chat to you again, Elmarie. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. It's nice to be here on this beautiful winter's day.
It's the perfect weather for a good cuddle-up kind of event. Elmarie, tell us what we can expect from Taste the Helderberg.
Absolutely. We will be tasting and sipping and savouring tonight beautiful wines from the Helderberg area, like the Paargelegen. Cavalli is there this year for the first time in ages. Hidden Valley, Morgenstern, so beautiful wines from the area, and then fabulous food. I only managed to look at what they're going to be on offer recently, and there is the new Long Table restaurant with braised short rib, which is something fantastic for a cold winter's night. Then there's from Idiom, the beautiful restaurant at in the Schoenenberg, there's salted cucumber salad, so something with peanut milk. Never had that, and I'm definitely going to try it tonight.
It sounds intriguing. So what's the format for the afternoon? You arrive at 5 o'clock. Your entrance fee is 150 Rand ahead, and what does that buy you, Elmarie?
So it buys, obviously, access and then tastings of about 21 wine farms, on average offering about 5 different wines. Food is for sale. You also get, what we're doing this year, we're doing sort of a DIY wine and chocolate pairing. So there's a range of specially designed chocolates that the producer will, or the chocolate maker will make recommendations as to with which wine it can be paired. But you can take your chocolates, each person gets to choose 3 when they arrive, and you can take your chocolates and sort of play your own little game or make up your own tasting or see if what they recommend works, or try your own pairings.
Sounds delicious, Elmarie. Anything else we need our listeners to know about the event before they head through this afternoon?
Just that they have to come. It's a not-to-be-missed opportunity. Come dressed with a touch of purple, whether that's a flower in your hair or a scarf or purple nails or whatever. We're going to be handing out, we're going to be handing out lots of prizes tonight for the perfect purple pairings.
Elmarie Rabi, Stellenbosch Wine Roots Manager and one of the driving forces behind the Taste the Helderberg Showcase. So it is this afternoon. You need to get into your car and head through to the NH Lord Charles Hotel in Somerset West, which is on the corner of Broadway Boulevard and Main Road, from 5 till 9 p.m. Tickets 150 Rand ahead. You can book online at wineroot.co.za or buy your tickets at the door.
Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Call Pippa on 021-446-0567.
We've got a couple of minutes in hand before we head to the news, so if there's something on your mind that you'd like to comment on, give us a call on 021-446-0567. In the meantime, I want to point you to one extra event and just remind you that the Encounters Documentary Film Festival is still underway this weekend. I was privileged to be there last night at the Labia for the Vivian Westwood documentary. Great to see an absolutely full house of Cape Talk listeners. Thank you so much to everybody who came along to support it, and I hope you enjoyed the movie. What an absolutely fascinating character she is. The full schedule for Encounters is on the website encounters.co.za, but one highlight I should mention, if there are still tickets available, the V&A Cinema Nouveau Theatre is screening the Thuli Madonsela documentary on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m, Whispering Truth to Power. It's been one of the most acclaimed films of the festival, and it's on again on Sunday at 3 p.m. Of course, there are other venues as well. The Labia is screening several movies, and so is the the Isivivana Center in Khayelitsha. The Labia still has movies showing this evening, tomorrow and Sunday. So please do visit that that website, encounters.co.za. I'd also like to remind you of two things linked to Encounters. One of them is the fact that its very survival is at stake. You know, we've been partners with this festival for several years now at Cape Talk, and it's something we're very proud of. It's something we're very passionate about, because documentary filmmaking creates the kind of stories that prompt the kind of conversations we like to have on air, if I can put it that way. You know, it shines a torch into dark corners. It unravels truths that some people would rather keep hidden. It also tells stories that would go untold and gives voices to people who would not be heard otherwise. It's really important that we support the craft of making documentaries in this country. And one of the best ways to do that is to proudly support an event like Encounters, which gives those films a platform. As we know, they've been facing huge financial challenges, and as they celebrate their 20th anniversary this year, there are question marks as to whether the 21st birthday will happen. We would like to see it happen. We look forward to celebrating with them next year. And if you would like to have that privilege too, please go onto the Thunder Fund website and support their crowdfunding campaign. Give as little or as much as you can. Spread the word. Please make sure other people know that that campaign is running. And we really would like to urge you to consider making a donation to the Encounters South African International Documentary Festival. If you are going to go along, please remember to fill out the little review of the film you watch and drop it in the box at the end of your movie, because that vote counts towards the decision as to which film is named the best local and the best international documentary of the festival. I mentioned there was a second thing to do with Encounters that I wanted to flag for you, and that is a screening of youth documentaries. Very appropriate given that June is Youth Month. And this is happening tomorrow as well, the 9th of June. The U.S. Consulate has paired with Encounters on this one to support the Youth Documentary Showcase. And it's going to be four 15-minute short films, all of them made by young directors, 15 filmmakers, all aged between 16 and 25. And they have been part of a filmmaker's course with American support, essentially. And the result is a series of films that deal with very pertinent issues that face the youth of Cape Town today, and the older residents as well. There are stories about albinism. There are stories about Cape Town's geographical urban design. There is a film about blessers and blessees. There's one on gender-based violence. So if you're interested in watching the filmmakers of tomorrow, if you like, that showcase is happening at the V&A Waterfront Cinema Nouveau. Happening at the V&A Waterfront Cinema Nouveau tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. So please do considering supporting that as well.